Nolte, ex-girlfriend claims Thomas Massey offered her $5,000 in hush money to kill termination suit. By John Nolte on May 14, 2026. Republican Representative Thomas Massey, Reno backstabber KY, is running in what all decent people hope will be a losing primary battle. And now the insufferable virtue signaler finds himself embroiled in a seedy scandal of his own. Cynthia West claims that while she was dating Massey in 2024, he landed her a job working in the office of Representative Victoria Spartz, RN. She said she accepted the job because their relationship was very intense, very romantic, and Massey wanted me to go to wherever he was. West further alleges that she later dumped Massey because he requested she engage in behavior she found uncomfortable. What followed afterward, she says, was emotional abuse from Massey. What also followed was a firing. After a mere 6 weeks of working for Spartz, West was terminated. West went on to file a wrongful termination suit in which she listed Massey as a witness. "I called Massey up to let him know, and he was very angry," West said in an interview with the far-left Axios. He said, "You're just one person, that you can't make a difference, that you need to just walk away." That's when she claims he offered her the hush money. "He had $5,000, he said that he would give me if I could just walk away," she alleges. "I didn't take it, though." She further claims that the Office of Congressional Ethics offered her $60,000 to settle, but only if she signed a non-disclosure agreement. She refused. Massey denied all claims of wrongdoing to Fox News. "It's sad that a week before this election, people are making false and unsubstantiated allegations about me in an obvious attempt to influence the outcome of this election," Massey said, adding, "All of the claims of inappropriate conduct are false. Who knows, right?" But let's not forget that Massey was self-righteously swinging the Epstein files around like a dead cat, not caring whom he hit. At one point, he even accused Trump's former Attorney General Pam Bondi of engaging in a cover-up. "You don't have to go back to Biden. Let's go back to Obama, let's go back to George Bush. This cover-up spans decades, and you are responsible for this portion of it," he said during a hearing in February. "This reminds me a bit of disgraced former Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, another insufferable swinger of dead cats who later found himself in serious political trouble over allegations of inappropriate conduct. The claims against Swalwell were much more serious than those against Massey, and he ended up suspending his campaign to become California's next failed governor before resigning from Congress. Massey won't resign, but if the voters of Kentucky are smart, they will fire him next Tuesday. He and his self-righteousness can go hang out with Dan Crenshaw's self-righteousness and those Indiana state senators."